Chapter 5, Pirates and the Golden Net. She skipped onwards again, and this is how the dream of our charming antelope goes on. She already discovered the middle way and saw the unexpected mask floating in the dry air of the great desert. And then she returned and followed the right path and found those small, timid creatures. But now in her dream, she really wants to go on one more path, the left one. And so she skipped down the left path. And in front of her gaze opened up a huge ocean. Wow, how enormous the ocean. And what's that? What's that in the distance? That's a pirate ship, and it's getting nearer and nearer to shore. Out of the ship came pirates, carrying a large treasure chest. They disposed of it on shore in front of the antelope, climbed back into their ship, and sailed away. The antelope opened the treasure chest, and inside was gold, yellow gold, and precious stones, red rubies and green jade, and expensive-looking jewelry sparkling brightly. And then she spotted the gold-woven thread. And she started to pull a thread from the spool. And as she unwove it, she discovered a golden net. Wow, it's woven so delicately, it's beautiful. And suddenly, it seemed as if someone was running after her, running fast. She grabbed the golden net and ran with it faster and faster and faster through the sand, and she became so startled that she woke up. Oh dear, how lucky I am that it was just a dream, that I just fell asleep as I looked into the pink diamond that I found inside of the big green diamond. How glad I am that it was all but a silly dream. But how? How did this treasure chest appear beside me? The antelope opened up the chest, took out the net, the golden net that she had found, and covered the pink diamond, looking at the pattern, and adjusting it here and there with her horns. How lovely. And every time the antelope adjusted the net with her horns, a pattern like this and like that, the magical diamond shone again differently. She started to become so interested, consumed in what all of this could possibly mean. Whom shall I ask? She thought. She kept on inspecting the threads of the net, the golden net, arranging them, and wondering what would become of this golden net laying over the top of the magical diamond. And all of a sudden, The magical diamond shone with a new strength like never before.
Oh.